I'm Denise.
She's a non-fiction editor. And I'm Louise.
She's a fiction editor. And together,
we're the Editing Podcast.
Hello again, and welcome to another episode of the Editing Podcast. So this time around, we're going to take a look at some brand design tips for editors and proofreaders.
Yeah, and there are just so many opportunities here to really make sure your business brand design is evident in lots of different spaces.
Yeah, but let's first get a definition of brand design on the table, because I don't think you and I would think that it's just the same as the word brand.
Yeah, so there's brand identity too, and that's more about the look and feel and tone of your brand. A way of thinking about this is something I learned from Andrew and Pete, my two favourite professional small business gurus, who are way younger than us, but have probably still forgotten more about marketing than we'll ever know.
Yeah.
And it's this, that your brand is what people say about you when you're not in the room.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas today we're talking about opportunities to use consistent visuals and styling that means when someone's looking at any content you've created, it's recognisable as yours.
Yeah, so think about the fonts you use, the colours you use, a logo, and even the types of imagery that you use alongside any written content. And the tips we want to offer are on where we should be using these.
Yeah, so first off is the bleeding obvious, but it's your website, because that's your shop front. And if you don't have a brand design in place there, that's the first place to start.
Yeah, definitely. it's so obvious when somebody hasn't quite, I mean, it's quite rare these days, but you know, it can make such a difference when you go onto a site and you think, you know, that just looks like, I recognize that, I can see where that person's how that person's social media stuff matches what I'm seeing here.
It's a sense of cohesion, isn't it, that everything hangs together, and there's an underlying, like you say, sort of identity and theme to it that we can recognize.
Yeah, and actually sort of connected to that is the favicon. So that's the little image that shows up in the search engine tabs if somebody's opened your website, and if you can make sure that it's got a little bit of you in it, that's only a good thing, a very good thing.
It's a very good thing, and it's really important, because some people have a bazillion tabs open in their browser. And,
you have a bazillion tabs open in your browser. I am a tidy searcher.
I couldn't count how many tabs I have open, and I have different tabs on different screens. Just like I kind of know where they all are, but you know.
Yeah. What about that favicon helps you?
It does, yeah. So, yes, some people have a bazillion tabs open in their browser. And if they're trying to get back to your website, having a favicon that's consistent with your brand design makes it much, much easier to spot. And I'm speaking from experience.
That's so true.
Yeah.
So what else? Well, how about your editorial reports? Stick a cover page on it that's designed around your brand colours and logo. Aside from the edited files you're returning to your client, it's one of the most useful things you'll be giving them.
Yeah, so make it look fabulous.
Yeah.
And the same thing applies to the style sheet. I mean, why give your client a boring sheet listing your style decisions when you can make it look like it's come from you? And it's just more professional looking as well, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And again, this is a massively useful thing that you're providing. It's not something that's going to be chucked away. So make it look delish.
Really yummy.
Yeah. The next thing to check is your email signature.
Yeah, now this is an absolute must. And depending on what platform you're using, there may be some limitations, but do your best. If you can upload your logo, well, then that's great.
And if you can't, see if at least you can style the text to match your brand fonts and colours.
Yeah. These little things, they're not necessarily in your face, but it all goes to create an impression, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's cumulative.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. So the next thing to check is for any slides that you create when you're doing presentations. Again, check your fonts, your colours and your logo. And these should be on the front cover slide at the very least.
Definitely. And on every other slide, perhaps sneak a wee logo into the corner or at least keep the brand fonts and colours going through the presentation. So the whole thing looks consistent and, like you said before, Denise, cohesive, like it's from your stable.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, it's again, it's just that clearly identifiable, whether it's your colors or, like you say, your little logo somewhere, that people are just even subconsciously associating it with you.
I think that's a really good point, because some a lot of this stuff is it is almost working at subconscious level. You're kind of just like you're training people's brains to recognize you.
When I'm looking for images for, you know, my new web pages or blog posts or whatever, when I'm on sites like Pixabay or whatever, I filter by color so that I can look for images that only have sort of key colors that fit my brand in it. And that's just a small thing, but it makes it quicker to go through and find something that's going to fit. Or
And
you could, sorry, go on.
sorry, I was just going to say another thing I do is sometimes if I'm taking picture and it's say a monochrome picture or it's too bright, then I might go into Canva and use one of its filters to try and sort of dull it down a bit to make it
And
look more like my work.
absolutely. And the other thing you can do actually in WordPress is that you can actually do that in the back end, is it actually
Can you?
you can manipulate the image and you can put a it's not called a filter, but it's basically like a filter over the top of it, and you can sort of adjust the degree of opacity of it as well. So
I
there's lot
I
yeah,
can
you
do that in
probably can.
Weebly. Yeah, I was just thinking, oh, I'm so old-fashioned here, having to use another piece of software. But you're right, there are some things I can
There's
do.
options. So it's definitely worth exploring what you can do on your website for these different sort of settings to just add that little bit extra to it. Now, if any of you are members of an editorial association or another publishing or associated organization, and they have online community spaces such as chat groups or forums, and you can customize your signature there, do it.
Yeah. Now, again, there may be restrictions in place. So, like with email, you'll need to do your best. But if you can get your logo and brand colours in there, it's yet another reminder of the way your business looks.
Which reminds me, and I can't quite believe that it's taken us this long to mention it.
I know what you're going to say. How did we get to our eighth tip without mentioning it?
I don't know. It should have been the second one. Anyway, it's drum roll, please. Social media, of
Of
course.
course. So make sure your social media banners are using your brand visuals so that when people visit those profiles, your logo and brand colors are recognizable. But think about when you post too.
So if you're attaching images, make sure your logo and colors are in play on those too. So, next up, business cards.
Business cards? What is this thing you speak of, Cal? You mean like a physical piece of paper?
I know, right? But I mean, seriously, they're great for in-person networking.
In person? And what is this thing you speak of, Cal? You mean an event that doesn't involve Zoom or Teams and that I actually have to actually get out of my pajamas for?
You absolutely have to get off your arse and hand out your business cards, Harmby.
And they should be in my brand fonts and colours.
Your business cards, not your pajamas. Although,
Enough.
I have been known for my nails
You
to
have. Yeah,
my business cards. Yeah.
and I'm starting to think this pajama thing isn't a bad idea. I'm kind of tempted.
Where do you
Any
go networking in your pajamas? Can I just ask?
Well, it could be kind of like, what do they call those? Those kind of slacks that, pajama pants that
Oh,
don't actually look like
loungewear, loungewear.
loungewear. That's
Yeah.
right. Yeah.
Well,
Anyway,
you do you. Yeah.
invoices and receipts.
Yeah.
Make sure, enough of this talk. Make sure your invoices and receipts look like they're yours rather than any old editor who sent in a bill.
And again, depending on whether you're using freebie or paid for software, you might be limited in how much you can do. But if you can, include your logo and use your brand colors.
Exactly. I mean, there's nothing, no better place to remind someone who you are than when you're asking them for money.
For money, yeah.
So that's it. 10 spaces in which you can check that your brand design is consistent.
So it really is worth paying attention to this, because the more consistent you are, the more likely you are to build recognizability over time.
Yeah, and that's particularly important when you're starting out. It's important all of the time, but when you're starting out, it's just really good foundational marketing.
Definitely.
So that's it from us. Thank you once again for listening. If you'd like to help support the editing podcast, we've got a couple of options for you. The first is that you can tip us with a one-off donation of your choosing.
Or you can join our Patreon community. All our patrons get exclusive access to a huge batch of transcripts.
Yeah, both the links are in the show notes. So, in the meantime, she's been Denise.
And she's been Louise. Join us again next time.
Bye. Bye.